On Saturday evening last, at the Mission Church of St. Stephen's, Bells Hill, Barnet, a war shrine was unveiled and dedicated in the presence of a large congregation. Given by Mr. and Mrs. Frank Milne of Summer Hill, Leacroft Road, in memory of their only son, Captain and Adjutant Alexander R. Milne, Hearts Regiment, who fell last year. The shrine consisted of a roll of honour scroll, which bore the names of some 180 men who had gone from that part of the parish of Chipping Barnet to serve king and country, several of whose names appear unnumbered among the heroic dead. The rector, in the course of a brief address, said that they were met together to honour the dead and to dedicate a shrine. They thought of themselves, all who were left behind, and they thought of those who had gone beyond the veil.
We have this in common with them. We have all given much, we have all suffered much, and we all have reason for rejoicing. We have given as well as they. All that care and love through many long years in the training of those who have passed away, and all that we went through in parting with them and that we hoped for, that has all been given as a great sacrifice. And we have suffered too, nobody knows. May we call them the spiritual casualties? The sufferings of fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters that are not recorded in any list of casualties, but are recorded in God's records. All the anxiety, all the trials, and all the suffering we have gone through. And still we rejoice as well as news comes to us of what they did, to know that as English Christians they face death. We feel that it is right that some memorial of all that they have done for us be placed here. It's almost impossible to make any distinction between the grief of one mother and another, but we do feel that sometimes the circumstances add poignancy to the sense of loss and grief and sorrow. And in this case, we certainly feel that it is harder when one loses the only boy, and it is more tragically sad when that young life was, as we all know, was one of brilliant promise. And this character was such that everyone who met him loved and respected him. He was loved and respected by every comrade soldier, from the colonel to his own servant.